let us offer our most reverential and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we ever strive to walk on the path laid down by you, so that we never ever falter and with determination relentlessly pursue the goal that you have given to each one of us. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is an ode to our beloved Bhagwan. It is also a celebration of bhajan singing. This bhajan is in Hindi and the first line goes like this.
Hum sab mil kar mangal gaaye.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now, and like always we will start with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to Brother Sonam, a former student of Bhagwan's University, a bhajan singer and a composer, sharing some of his moments concerning bhajan singing and Swami. So here we are, let's begin with the lyrics.
Hum sab milkar मंगल गाएं साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब दुख हरणा साई भगवान सत्य स्वरूपा साई भगवान हृदय निवासा साई भगवान प्रति निवासा साई भगवान.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning the tune of this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar will sing every line without any musical accompaniments. You will hear Brother Anirudh follow him after every line. So dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham. Hum sab mil kar मंगल गाए.
हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए.
हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए.
हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए.
साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान.
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 सब सुख जीवन 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 साई भगवान.
सब दुख हरणा 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 साई भगवान.
सत्य स्वरूपा साई भगवान.
सत्य स्वरूपा साई भगवान.
सत्य स्वरूपा
Sai Bhagavan. Satya Swarupa Sai Bhagavan.
Hridaya Nivasa Sai Bhagavan.
Hridaya Nivasa Sai Bhagavan.
Partinivasa Sai Bhagavan.
Partinivasa Sai Bhagavan.
Sai Bhagavan, Satya 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 Sai Bhagavan.
Hum sab milkar mangal gaaye.
So that is how this beautiful bhajan flows, and you had a lovely demonstration of it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So Anirudh, please tell us, enlighten us about what makes this bhajan so beautiful. When you listen to it, it fills you with so much happiness. It fills you with so much of auspiciousness. There is so much of joy.
Exactly. The word auspiciousness is the right feeling which you get when you hear this kind of raga, which is Madhyam Avati.
Yes.
Generally, this raga is sung in the end, during the end of the concerts, or as a mangalam song, or auspicious ending.
Okay.
And maybe it may be a sloka or a song, or there are many songs also in this raga, like
Bhagya de Lakshmi Barama.
This is the most familiar which one can relate to when you hear this kind of a tune. And coming to bhajans, you have
Satya Sai Padambujam Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram.
Also you have
Srinivasa Venkatesha.
Wow.
So Madhyam Avati. This is a raga. And you have in this raga
Sa Re
Shudri. That Re is beauty actually.
Sa Re Ma Pa Ni.
It is Ni one, Komal Ni.
Sa Ni Pa Ma Re Sa.
So you have the same Ni, Komal Ni, coming in both the Arohana and Avarohana. Whereas if you see Brindavan Sarang, which is another raga, very close to
Anupama Sundara,
it sounds like Madhyam Avati.
Sarima Pa Ni 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 Nanda Kishorani.
Other knee also.
So the other, the entry of the other knee comes there, also which there is the Shuddh knee.
Okay.
That makes it Brindavan Sarang.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, both are very closely related ragas.
Wonderful. Yeah, Anirudh, please go and give us a small alap if you can. It would be very nice because
actually
it sounds so beautiful.
I'm reminded of a very popular Marathi abhang in this raga, sung by Sri Suresh Vatkarji, which goes Ye Ho Vithale.
Oh yeah.
Ye Ho Vithale Bhakta Jana Vatsale. Ye Ho Vithale Bhakta Jana Vatsale. Karuna Kallole Karuna Kallole Pandurange ವತ್ಸಲೆ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ವತ್ಸಲೆ ಯೇಹೋವೆಟಲೆ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ವತ್ಸಲೆ ಯೇಹೋವೆಟಲೆ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ವತ್ಸಲೆ
Beautiful. I'm reminded of that Devi Bhajan, Omkara Rupini.
Exactly, yeah.
Omkara Rupini Janani Ma.
So it's, that's in Madhyamavati?
Yeah, it's in Madhyamavati.
Wow.
Mangalakarini Janani Ma.
Yeah, it's in Madhyamavati. Whereas if you would have... If it was sung like
Mangalakarini Janani Ma,
then you would have become Navansarang.
Navansarang, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Janani Ma.
Beautiful. So come on, unravel the bhajan for us, Anirudh. Let us do the swaras for every line. So Arvind Sai is here along with me to do the swaras. Let's move on.
Yeah, we shall do the first line.
हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए निसरे पमा पमरिसनी निसरे ससासा
निसरे पमा पमरिसनी निसरे ससासा
साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान रे 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 सरे सानी ने सरे सरे मरे
रे 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 सरे सानी ने सरे सरे मरे
साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान ने सरे पापा मरे सानी ने सरे ससा
निसरे पापा मरिसनी निसरे ससा
सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान पनि माम पापा पापा पनि माम पापा
पनि माम पापा
सब दुख हरणा साई भगवान रे मापनि ने 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 सानि माम पा
रे मापनि ने 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 सानि माम पा
सत्य स्वरूपा साई भगवान पनि रे सरे मरिसनि ने सरे ससानि
पनि रे सरे मरिसनि ने सरे ससानि
हृदय निवास साई भगवान ने सरे पमा पा मरिसनि ने सरे सरे मरे
ने सरे पमा पा मरिसनि ने सरे सरे मरे
परते निवास साई भगवान ने सरे पमा पा मरिसनि ने सरे ससा
ने सरे पमा पा मरिसनि
And in the third speed, we sing Sai Bhagavan, Sai Bhagavan.
Yes.
Sai Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. Pa 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 ma pa 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 ni ma ma pa.
Pa 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 ma pa 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 ni ma ma pa.
Sai Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. Ni 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 pa ni 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 sa ni ma ma pa.
Ni 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 pa ni 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 sa ni Mama
Pa. Sai Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. Sa 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 ni sa 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 ni sa pa pa sa.
Sa 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 ni sa 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 ni sa pa pa sa.
Sai Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. Re 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 sa re 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 sa re ni ni re.
Re 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 sa re 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 sa re ni ni re.
Sai Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. Ni sa re ma ma re sa ni sa re sa sa.
Ni sa re ma ma re sa ni sa re sa sa.
Sai Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. Ni sa re pa pa ma re sa ni sa re sa sa.
Ni sa re pa pa ma re sa ni sa re sa sa.
Wonderful. And you discussed many other bhajans also in this raga.
Yeah.
So shall we move on to the beat?
Yeah. The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Hum sab mil kar mangal gaaye.
Hum sab mil kar mangal gaaye.
I think that was nice. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Saram.
Saram.
So with that, we are done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the beat of this bhajan. Let us now move on to the vital aspect of bhajan singing, which is actually more important than the technicalities. And it is bhava, or the feeling with which we must sing this bhajan. And to correctly imbibe the bhava, we must understand the meaning of every word in this bhajan. So let's begin with the first line.
Hum sab mil kar mangal gaaye.
The first word hum means we, and the second word sab means all. Milkar means together. Mangal refers to auspicious, and gai means to sing. So this entire line means, let us all sing together the auspicious and the glorifying name of the Lord. After the conclusion of the global Akhanda Bhajan in 1976, Bhagavan spoke on the glories of singing the name of the Lord. He said, this has been named as Akhanda Bhajan, that is to say, bhajan done without a break. But was it really an Akhanda Bhajan? It began at 6:30 on the evening of one day and it closed at 6:30 on the evening of next day. Can we call it unbroken bhajan? What is a period of 24 hours when we consider the vastness of the universe and the eternity of time? It is just a wink, a minute part of the life of man on earth. By just engaging yourselves in the recitation of the name of the Lord for one single day, can you claim to have done Akhanda Bhajan? To be really Akhanda Bhajan must be as continuous as breathing itself. Only then it deserves to be called Akhanda Bhajan. You must probe into the real significance of Sankirtanam and Kirtanam. Kirtanam is singing aloud the glory of God, but Sankirtanam is the process of singing that originates in the heart, not from the lips or tongue. It is the expression of the joyous thrill that wells up from the heart when the glory of God is remembered. It is the spontaneous manifestation of inner ecstasy. No attention is paid to the blame or praise that others may give. It does not seek the admiration or the appreciation of the listeners. It is sung for one's own joy, for one's own satisfaction, for one's own delight. Kirtanam of this supreme type alone deserves the name Sankirtanam. And Bhagwan went on to say, singing with this intense yearning for God and enjoying the experience of adoring Him helps to purify the atmosphere. Man today is forced to breathe the air polluted by sounds that denote violence, hatred, cruelty and wickedness. Therefore, man is fast losing the high attainments that are in store for him. The vibrations of the Nama Sankirtana can cleanse the atmosphere and render pure, calm and ennobling. It is with this high purpose in view that this program of global Akhanda Bhajan was designed, Bhagwan said. No man can escape the influence of the pollution of the air one breathes. The sounds that we produce with good intent or bad spread throughout the air around us. The sounds produced at radio stations pass through the atmosphere and reach our homes when we tune in. The vibrations travel vast distances and affect the nature of those who inhale them. And the atmosphere ultimately also affects the food that man consumes. The pollution in the atmosphere goes into the plants, and the plants supply the grain. The grain is the basis of our meals, and our meal shape our character and behavior. Only when the environment is clean and free from evil vibrations can the food be pure, and then only when our food is pure can we develop loving and noble tendencies. And it is to ensure such an atmosphere that this sadhana of Nama Sankirtana was initiated the world over, Bhagwan said. And as he concluded that powerful discourse, Swami said, life is a song, sing it. That is what Krishna taught throughout his life. Arjuna heard that song on the battlefield when tensions were at their highest and when the fate of millions was to be decided by the sword. Krishna on the battlefield sang the Gita for Arjuna to listen. And he sang because he is Ananda, he is divine bliss wherever he may be. Be it in Gokulam or on the banks of Yamuna or at Kurukshetra on the middle of a battlefield. The Lord is always in bliss and that is why He is always on a song. And Swami says, let your whole life be a bhajan. Believe that God is everywhere at all times and derive strength, comfort and joy by singing His glory in His presence. Let melody and harmony surge up from your hearts and let all take delight in the love that you express through that song. So in no unclear terms, Bhagwan is explaining to us the various positive ramifications of bhajan singing at all levels. Gross level, subtle level to the spiritual level. In fact, Bhagwan himself sang and he taught us how to sing. He initiated us onto this efficacious sadhana. And Swami said, do it loudly and do it in company. Let those who join listen and also imbibe the nectar that is the name of the Lord. So that is what is conveyed in this line, Hamsab Milkar Mangal Kai. Let us pledge to continuously sing the Lord's name at all times. Let's now move on to the second line, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Sai Bhagavan Satya, Sai Bhagavan.
The three words here are Satya, Sai, Bhagavan, referring to Lord Sai. Satya Sai means the one who is the embodiment of truth. And in the term Bhagwan, Swami says Bha stands for Srishti or creation, Ga is for protection, Stiti, and Va is for Layam, dissolution. And the one who holds these three ultimate powers is Bhagwan. And Swami says that indeed is the subtle reality of my person. Professor Kasturi elaborates on this term Bhagwan and says it means he who has the following six potencies in full measure. First, Aishwaryam, that is greatness, might, the attributes of omnipotence, omnipresence and omniscience. Second, Dharma, that is virtue, righteousness, equity, impartiality, propriety. Third, Yashas, that is fame, reputation, splendor. Fourth, Shri, that is prosperity, plenty, majesty, dignity, lustre, grace. Fifth, Jnana, wisdom, intelligence. And sixth, Vairagya, detachment, tranquility, balance. All these divine qualities is what is conveyed in the term Bhagwan.
In another discourse in 1981, Swami said Bhava means the one having full auspiciousness and prosperity. And Ga means the one who deserves praise and adoration. Bha also means light, splendor. Bhagavan is one who sheds and spreads light. He is effulgence because he can and he does illumine all things and all beings everywhere at all times. He is Bhagavan. So when we sing this line, we hail the Lord, the one who is the cosmic truth, who is the ultimate divine master, who lightens and enlightens and illumines our lives. Let us move on to the third line.
Sab sukh jeevan Sai Bhagavan.
Sukh means happiness, jeevan means life. Sab sukh jeevan Sai Bhagavan means Sai is the one who confers happiness in the lives of all. In fact, if you look at Bhagavan's life, even when he was born, the musical instruments in his house started playing. Nature celebrated the coming of Bhagavan. And even as a child, Bhagavan would take his classmates to this Kalpavriksha, and the tiny tots would ask for different fruits. Someone would ask for an orange, someone else for a grape, and the third would ask for an apple, and he would give all these fruits from the same tamarind tree. He knew how to make each person happy. He knows what each one wants, and he knows how to give us that what is most wished by us, what is most needed for us, and what is the most appropriate thing for us at that point in time, what can contribute to our happiness. And that is what he does all the time. He knows how to make the tiny tots happy. He knows how to make the tree happy. He knows how to make the surroundings happy. He is being awareness, bliss, Atman. He is the embodiment of bliss, and he knows how to confer bliss on everything around him, everyone who comes to him, everything in this cosmos. And that is why it is said, Sab Sukh Jeevan Sai Bhagavan. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Sab Dukh Harana Sai Bhagavan.
Dukh means sadness, and the third word, Harana, means to destroy. There's a moving incident shared by Mr. Birendranath Bordoloi, who hails from the East Indian state of Assam. He has had the good fortune of serving as a faculty member in the Department of English in Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam, for over two decades. Many years ago, a lady devotee in his town by name Kiran came to him with a request. She wanted him to conduct bhajans at her residence because her father, a retired draftsman of the Geological Survey of India, was on his deathbed. She hoped that Bhagwan's grace would restore her father. At 10:15 a.m. the next day, Mr. Birendranath went to the lady's house accompanied by his two nephews, who were both in school at that time. When they reached there, they were shocked to see the body of a man laid down on a wooden plank in the entrance room, ready to be taken for the final rites. Kiran's father had already moved on. He had passed away. The relatives had gathered there, having arrived from nearby villages. And Kiran's mother was sobbing inconsolably, and so was Kiran and everyone else. But Mr. Birendranath was undaunted. He decided to start singing bhajans along with his nephews, and they began singing at 10:30 a.m. and they sang with such intensity, with such passion and devotion and burning ardor in that poignant scene, that everyone's heart turned heavy with devotion, and they reminded themselves of the glory and grace of Bhagwan. And even as they were singing with that much intensity, suddenly when Birendranath opened his eyes for a moment, he felt that there was a feeble movement of the fingertips of the dead man's left hand. He wondered if it was his imagination. It was not, because eventually, slowly but steadily, the movement turned into a rhythmic drumming, keeping beat with the tempo of the bhajans. And Mr. Birendranath was so exultant, so ecstatic, that he continued to sing with renewed enthusiasm, realizing that Bhagwan was indeed there. Bhagwan had indeed taken over. When Aarti was taken at 2 p.m., Mr. Birendranath saw a large chunk of vibhuti sticking to the back of the woolen coat of one of his nephews. There was sprinkling of vibhuti all over the place, and most important,
over the resurrected old man as well. The grateful person was happily eating the vibhuti. He folded his hands in front of Bhagwan's picture, and her daughter, Kiran, wept like a child. She did not know how to convey her gratitude to Bhagwan. So that is how powerful Sai Bhajans are. They can destroy our sorrows. They can fill us with joy. They can fill us with gratitude. So in this line, Sab Dukha Harana Sai Bhagwan, we offer our obeisance to the supremely powerful Lord who destroys all our sadness in a trifle. Let's now move on to the fifth line.
Satya Swarupa Sai Bhagwan.
The only new word here is Swarupa, and it means form or embodiment. Even as a young child, Bhagwan strictly adhered to truth. Many of us might be aware of the drama in Telugu, Cheppinatlu Chestara, which means should deeds follow words. That Swami himself scripted, directed and even acted even as a young child of 12 years. And the drama brings out the confusion in the mind of a young boy who sees his own mother, father and his school teacher speaking very eloquently about good deeds but not following them in daily life. The boy becomes disgusted and he refuses to go to school one day, and he says, "If all that is learnt is to be disregarded when it comes to action, I do not understand why I should learn anything at all." And this opens the eyes of all the three, and they praise the boy, and they decide from then on to practice before they preach, to speak the truth and then act the truth. That is Lord Sai, the supreme embodiment of truth, who loves truth, who helps us to be on the truthful path, and who protects whoever is on the path of truth. Let's now move on to the sixth line.
Hridaya Nivasa Sai Bhagwan.
Here Hridaya means spiritual heart. Nivasi means the one who resides in. Hridaya Nivasi Sai Bhagwan means Lord Sai resides inside in our heart. S-A-I means see always inside, Bhagwan said. Because what is there in front of us and what is there behind us are tiny matters compared to what is there inside us, what is there within us. And within us is the Lord, Hridaya Nivasi Sai Bhagwan. That is what is conveyed in this line. We bow down to the Lord who eternally resides in our hearts. Let's move on to the next line.
Parati Nivasa Sai Bhagwan.
Parthi Nivasi Sai Bhagwan. The Lord chose Puttaparthi as his abode out of millions and billions of towns and villages on the face of the planet. Puttaparthi was blessed with the touch of the Lord. It is the Bethlehem of the current age. The obscure, remote, arid, mountainous, rocky, red earth in Puttaparthi was to be the most God-loving place, the place that was known earlier as a God-forsaken place, now is the spiritual epicenter of mankind. It is from here that the power of pure love today disseminates to every corner of the globe. And that is why we hail the Lord as Parthi Nivasi, the one who chose Puttaparthi as his divine abode. And after this line, we move on to the third speed of the bhajan, and we have one line which is sung in five variations of tune.
Sai Bhagwan, Satya Sai Bhagwan.
We already discussed the meaning of this line, but one beautiful incident comes to mind. Miss Roxana Gaudamas, a devotee from Costa Rica, had an aunt who was a devoted Catholic. And this aunt would go to church daily and help the priests in all the Eucharist celebrations. Just before she died, she told her sons that she was ready to go to God, but she was worried about Rosanna because she was not a Catholic anymore. She thought so because she had now started going to this strange Indian guru. Obviously, she was referring to Swami.
And after uttering these words that she was worried about Rosanna going to Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, she left her body. The aunt died. And that night, Rosanna dreamt that she was looking at Bhagwan and that her aunt was going towards Bhagwan and merging into him. In fact, Bhagwan said in her dream, "She is with me. She is in me." When Rosanna made a trip to Prashantangiram sometime later, she had a dream which completed a wonderful circle for her. In the dream, her aunt confirmed that she was indeed with Bhagwan and she expressed her joy at Rosanna's presence in Prashantangiram. And at that moment, Rosanna says, "This fact showed me that Bhagwan is the one and only God. He is indeed the God of all religions, the God of everyone who prays to the Divine." So that is what is conveyed, Sai Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. We joyfully worship Lord Sai, who is in fact the goal of all religions, the goal of all spiritual aspirations. And with that, we have done understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent. Let us now hear the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashantanilam Mandir.
Hum sab mil kar mangal gaaye. हम सब मिलकर मंगल गाए, साईं भगवान सत्य साईं भगवान, साईं भगवान सत्य सब मिलकर मंगल गाए।
And now in the last lap of this program, here is a small excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, a former student of Bhagwan's University, a gifted singer and a composer of many Sai bhajans.
You remember this bhajan?
Sai hai jivan,
Sai.
Jivan satya sai, Sai mera jivan sahara, Sai hai jivan.
He composed this bhajan. There was Neil Bordoloi. He also composed a beautiful bhajan. It was at that time. And Hirok Changakoti used to sing this. And those were the times Swami would say, oh, you are just singing a bhajan. Why don't you top it up with a beautiful mukhra, like in an alap? Don't you sing? So every bhajan used to have an alap.
Every bhajan?
Yeah, almost every bhajan, where is the alap? The singer would ask. And the alap had to go to a crescendo and then come down gracefully. This is what Swami used to tell us. And this bhajan,
Aavo man mandir me, आवो साई साई भगवान दर्श दिखा मन मंदिर में.
You know this bhajan very yes. Well, the whole world knows this. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, everybody was geared up to be his instrument. At that time we were too young,
yes,
and real novices to even think of being his instrument.
So that was Sonam, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who belongs to the very early batch of students who joined the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and someone who has sung for a decade and more in Bhagwan's presence, and even now is engaged completely in disseminating the bhajan movement in India and elsewhere. And with that, we have reached the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it. As always, do send us your feedback by writing to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Abhishek, Sunil and Dhananjay. And the background score was done by T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai, another alumnus of Bhagwan's University. We offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most merciful, beautiful Bhagwan.